The Senate will please come to order. The clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montez Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
a quorum is present. We're going to approach the colors, and Senator Jason Atkinson will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Today's invocation is by our own Senator Frank Morris.
Let us pray. And these are the words of the psalmist. We give thanks to you, who is the source of love, whose light shines forth throughout the universe. Come, awaken our hearts that we might do your work, for without you we can do nothing. For it is your love that loves through us. Gather us in from all the lands, from the east and the west, from the south and the north. Let all who are hungry and thirsty, whose souls are faint within them, cry out to the Most Merciful to nourish them with healing love. For fear cannot live where love, grace, and gentleness abide. Enter into the great silence, where you may hear the voice of the Beloved, who satisfies the hungry soul and quenches the thirsty with streams of living water. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson, for leading us in the pledge. Thank you, Senator Morris, for your invocation. Katie Cotton is the honorary page guest. Senator Jason Atkinson, Kimmy Schuster, Patricia Prosch, Claire McMorris are the honorary pages for Senator Frank Morris. And we're all happy you're here. We need honorary pages. We don't get through the day without your people, your young people. So I hope I'm making eye contact with each and every one of you. We really appreciate you being here. I know you've been working since 8 o'clock or earlier to help us do our duties in our committees and our hallways and our offices. So each of us here really appreciate the fact you'll take time to come here and help us get through our duties. And we're honored and privileged to have you here. And we extend an official courtesy to each and every one of you. So thank you very much. Thank you. We're now under courtesies, continuing. I'm looking to Senator Betsy Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I would respectfully ask that courtesies of the Senate be extended to Anno Husing. He's the executive director of the Oregon Coastal Zone Management Association. He was here this morning meeting with the Coastal Caucus on coastal issues. And I would just ask that you extend courtesies to him, please, Mr. President.
It's a privilege. Thank you for coming today and being here. We always appreciate people coming from different parts of Oregon. Love that coast. So I love salt water. It's healthy for me. I need health. So really, thank you very much for coming here. Really appreciate it very much. And sitting with Senator Johnson, she's a great woman, great lady, great leader, comes from a great, great Oregon family. So you honor us with your presence. Thank you very much, sir. Any other further courtesies? Okay. We're in remonstrances. Message from the House, please. Recognize Senator Chris Telfer. What purpose do you rise now?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just an announcement, I guess.
Well, without objection, we will turn to the order of announcements. Yes, please.
At the prior to breaking off into caucuses, our short break there, I would ask that the pull, pedal, paddle team of capital punishment assemble here at my desk for 5 minutes. We have a photo op. On my local newspaper, the Ben Bulletin, would like to feature us in tomorrow's bulletin. And just to remind you all that we're leaving tomorrow for our event on Saturday. As usual, the weather in Central Oregon will be sunny and warm, so dress appropriately. But here, prior to breaking off into our individual caucus meetings.
Thank you. Senator Berger, for what purpose? Senator Berger, please.
Mr. President, are we still under remonstrances?
Well, we were under courtesies. So what we'll do now is we will go to any objections. We will go to remonstrances because we've even gone by remonstrances. So, okay. I'll now recognize Senator Berger for a remonstrance.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, I would just like to tell you that on the web today is the list of 789 Chrysler dealerships that will be closed across the country. If you will have someone look, you have dealerships in Oregon. I just would like to take this time to have you remember some of these businesses that have been in your state and in the business for a long, long time, who have received notice that they no longer will have a franchise for their automobile dealership. And my heart goes out to them, and I hope that you will check that list for dealerships that might be in your district.
Thank you. Since we're on remonstrances, any remonstrances more? Okay, we're going to go forward now, and we're going to go forward to the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm just speaking with Senate Bill 685, 114, 242, 85, 55, 07, 55, 08, 55, 09, 55, 15, 55, 16, 55, 17, 55, 38, 55, 46, 92, 197, 212. House Speaker has signed House Bills 2039, 2704, 2041, 2062, 2050, 2111, 2213, 2362, and Senate Bill 217.
Reports from Conference Committees. Reports in the Standing Committee. Reports with SR 8.551. Committee report summary number 94 and 95 were distributed to members today. This information will be recorded in the journals in the status report, and it is so ordered. The reports from Special Committees. Propositions and motions. Recognize Senator Mark Hass. Oh, no. Recognize Senator Laurie Moniz Anderson.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that consideration of House Bill 2408 and House Bill 2509 be taken from their places on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, May 18th calendar.
Okay, because that's not what my script reads. So the good senator has indicated certain, I have HCR 6 only, but there is more than H. Well, I have a Mark Hass one. All right. I move that the... this is where it's nice to be the presiding officer. Senator Laurie Moniz Anderson moves the consideration of House Bill 2408 and House Bill 2509 be taken from their places on today's calendar and placed on the Monday, May 18th calendar. To your motion, please.
The good senator from District 17, Senator Bonamici, was carrying the bill. She is not here today.
Is there discussion? Questions on taking House Bill 2408 and House Bill 2509 from today's calendar and placing them on Monday's May 18th calendar. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion is carried. I believe we can now go back to our initial motion and recognize Senator Mark Hass.
Mr. President, I move that consideration of HCR 6 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Wednesday, June 10th calendar.
Senator Mark Hass has moved the consideration of HCR 6 be taken from its place on today's calendar and placed on the Wednesday, June 10th calendar. To your motion, please.
Mr. President, this HCR memorializes and congratulates University of Oregon President Dave Frohnmayer. It would be better on June 10th because he and others will be able to attend.
Discussion? Question is on taking HCR 6 from today's calendar and placing it on Wednesday, June 10th calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. This motion has carried. Acts on executive appointments requiring the Senate confirmation. Introduction of the first reading of Senate measures and the second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 690 of the Personal Income Tax Compliance. Senate Bill 942 relating to the Oregon Climate Corps.
These are passed the calendar. We are now on to the third reading of Senate measures, and I recommend, will the clerk please read the bill?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 15, Memoriam Sam Rupert Haley, 1919-2009.
And I recognize the Honorable Senator Ted Farrioli.
Mr. President, first I'd like to thank you for the honor of being allowed to carry this important Senate concurrent resolution. As you are, want to say, this is the highest recognition that the body can pay to an individual in Oregon. Colleagues, Sam Haley was born July 13, 1919 in Jefferson City, Missouri. He attended Jefferson City High School and Junior College before going to Washington University School of Law in St. Louis, Missouri. He then served as a second lieutenant in the United States Army Corps of Engineers. During the Second World War, he took part in the D-Day landing on bloody Omaha Beach. His 6th Engineer Special Brigade received 5 battle stars. After the war, he returned to Jefferson City and established a law practice. He was recruited to come to Oregon to help revise the Oregon statutes, and in 1952 was appointed as the first legislative counsel. He served in this capacity for 15 years, leaving in 1967. He brought many innovations to the legislative council office. He was the first to introduce the idea of developing an information system to use computers for legislative work. To implement this, he had the first computer installed in the Office of Legislative Counsel in 1965. After his service to Legislative Counsel, he was appointed by the governor, Governor Tom McCall, to serve as a Public Utility Commissioner, a position he held for 5 years. He was then appointed Assistant Director of the Oregon Department of Transportation, Director of Commerce, and Director of the Employment Division. Sam retired in 1983. He spent his twilight years enjoying his family, his friends, and the outdoors. Sam was an avid golfer and gained distinction as a kayaker when he and a friend, Vicky Berger's father, Rich Chambers, portaged the Columbia River carrying their kayaks overland. Mr. Haley also remained active in the Salem community. He served on the committee for City Hall, the YMCA board, vice president of the Salem Rotary, and vestry of St. Paul's Episcopal Church. He was married to Jean Joseph Haley for 52 years until her death in 1994. He survived by his 3 children, Sam J. Haley, Tom Haley, and Tori Kelly, and his 7 grandchildren. Today, on the side aisle, we are joined by 2 of these children, Sam Haley and Tori Kelly, as well as Tori's husband, Thomas Kelly, and their son, John. Colleagues, please join me in resolving to memorialize the service of Sam Rupert Haley with this Senate Concurrent Resolution 15. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. We're now in discussion. Recognize Senator Jackie Winters.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I too rise in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution 15. I had the honor and pleasure of knowing Sam, not only knowing him as a member of my community, but of knowing Sam when he served this great state of ours during the McCall years. I think you will note that there's a real theme that runs when you see the work that Sam did during the McCall administration, and he was an individual that when he was asked, he served. I think you will note that there were several positions, and during that period of time, Oregon was going through a lot of changes. We were going through building departments. We were going through a lot of creative restructuring, and Sam was a part of that whole development. And I just needed to say, for me, it was an honor to know him, to work with him, and I say thank you to his family for sharing his life with us here in the state of Oregon.
Thank you. Further discussion? Could I ask, the 2 children, is it Sam and Tom, are they here? They said, could you stand and please just come forward to the bar so we can see you? Thank you. Is Tom? Okay. Sam and Tori, okay, thank you. I just want to be sure that we officially acknowledge you and could see who you are. So thank you. Appreciate very much your being here. Appreciate it. Thank you. Are there further discussions? Do you have any further remarks, Senator Fairley? Thank you very much. The question now arises upon the third reading, the final passage of SCR 15. Those are the opinion bills to pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Schrader.
Go ahead.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonsky, Rosenbaum, President Courtney.
Yes. No. Go ahead.
Excuse, Bonamici, Devlin, Nelson, absent, Metzger, 26 ayes.
The SCR 15, having received a constant majority, is declared passed. I will recognize Senator Lori Moniz Anderson, please.
Mr. President, the Senate Democrats request a 15-minute, is it 15-minute, maybe 20-minute, if the people are going to have their picture taken. So let's say 20-minute break.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Mr. President, Republicans would enjoy a 15-minute caucus off the floor as well.
All right. We're going to go into recess until 10:55. 10:55.
The Senate will please come to order. And the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Bonnet Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here.
A quorum is present. The Senate recessed on the order of third reading of the Senate measures and will resume under that order. It is so ordered. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 537 on Business Practices Districts.
Recognized Senator Mark Haas.
Mr. President, in 2007, the legislature established the District Best Practices Advisory Committee in the Department of Education. The work of this committee included contracting with the Secretary of State to conduct audits for school districts and ESDs. Under this bill that's here before you today, the department and the committee will be able to continue their work and conduct evaluations as well as audits. Senate Bill 537 allows the department to continue to contract with the Secretary of State for audits if there is money for that purpose. However, even if no money is set aside, the department will also be able to contract with private entities for evaluations. Now, evaluations are different than audits. They do focus on specific operational areas that districts request input on. And in lieu of a complete audit, the evaluations will be valuable and will be a targeted tool for districts. I must tell you, though, this is not the ideal. The ideal would be state performance audits conducted randomly on school districts or ESDs. One was done last year on the Multnomah ESD, and it found out some very helpful information in terms of how that ESD was managed. But this is the best we can do. I think it's a fine alternative in the times we're in. It was unanimously supported in our committee, and I urge your support.
Thank you, Senator. I recognize Senator Vicky Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. I am chair of the District Best Business Practices Advisory Committee, and we've been meeting ever since the session ended in 07. We have done a successful audit, as the good senator mentioned, and we had another one lined up. But given the state's financial situation, I have authorized our good senator, co-chair of Ways and Means, to take the remaining amount of those funds and put it back into the budget. It is not because I don't think this committee has been doing a good job. We have. We've set up some really good best practices tools, but right now the state of Oregon needs every dime, every penny it can get, and this is going to have to wait. And so this bill is sort of a lifeline to this program to try to keep it moving with some private funds until the state sees better days. But I believe in the long run, communities will want to us to continue our work because we want to make sure we're spending those dollars wisely. So thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Senator Hatch, you wish to close? Of course, no rise upon third reading and final passage of the House bill, Senate Bill 537. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call.
Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montez Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, President Courtney.
Yes.
Skews, Bonamici, Carter, Devlin, Nelson, 26 ayes.
In the Senate Bill 537, I'm received constitutional majority is declared passed. We go now to the first reading of the House measures, second reading of the House measures.
House Bill 282, on conservation districts. House Bill 2085, minorities public. House Bill 2086, on administrative dissolution of nonprofit corporations. House Bill 2138, relating to continuing care retirement communities. House Bill 2462, relating to reporting and pesticide use for veterinary purposes. House Bill 2753, relating to pawnbrokers. House Bill 2763, relating to procurements for agricultural goods. House Bill 2963, relating to strikes by certain public attorneys. House Bill 3043, relating to boundary changes in jurisdiction of Metro District, House Bill 3063 with Oregon Natural Areas, House Bill 3256 with Unlawful Employment Practices.
These are passed to the calendar. The third reading of House measures. The clerk please read the bill.
House Concurrent Resolution 4, congratulating Heart of Valley Children's Choir on 25 years of achievement and service to youth of Mid-Willamette Valley.
Recognize Senator Frank Morris.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. I am indeed honored to carry this resolution today. There is really no way to measure the value of music. It is food for the human soul, and vocal music is the highest food for the soul. What we can do today is to honor an organization that has done so much to feed so many souls over the years. The Heart of the Valley Choir was formed 25 years ago under the direction and leadership of Carol Nelson Ray, when 80 children from Corvallis, Philomath, Albany, and Salem signed up to sing. The choir has grown from a single choir of five choirs that teach 300 singers the discipline of developing their voices, the joy of sharing music with local and international audiences. I have come to appreciate the value of the Heart of the Valley Choir through participation of members of my own family. Through vocal music, its members develop the essential life tools of dedication, commitment, self-respect, trust, friendship, courage, and leadership. The Heart of the Valley Choir has enriched its members and their parents through tours of China and throughout Europe, singing in the world's greatest cathedrals and concert halls, on places such as ferries and bridges and street corners. They have delighted audiences large and small. Colleagues, please join me today in honoring the Heart of the Valley Choir with an aye vote and wish the choir another 25 years of joyful song. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Is there further discussion of this resolution? The question I rise upon the third reading and final passage of the HCR 4. Those opinion bills to pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Telfer. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger.
Metzger. Go ahead.
Montes Anderson. Montes Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette. Morse.
Aye.
Nelson. Krasonski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Metzger.
Go on.
Excused. Bonamici. Carter. Devlin. Nelson. Absent. Metzger. 25 ayes.
HCR 4. I have received a council majority declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2040. Lynn Rose assistance.
Recognize Senator Bruce Starr.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate the opportunity to carry House Bill 2040 on the House, on the Senate floor today. This is a bill that came unanimously out of our Transportation and Business Committee. This bill is an amendment to the Move It or Move Over law that we passed in 2003. It adds roadside assistant vehicles that are displaying warning lights to our police and emergency vehicles that are already in the statute. Urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further discussion? Of course, now rise by the third reading and final passage of House Bill 2040. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Bonamici, Carter, Devlin, Metzger, Nelson. 25 ayes.
The House Bill 2040, having received the council majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2063, with mandatory reporting of child abuse.
Recognize Senator Floyd Przonski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2063 comes out of your Judiciary Committee on a 4-0 vote. This is going to add certain employees who work with the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission to be listed as persons who are required to report child abuse. These individuals are the ones that are directly involved in investigations that would, in fact, be able to have knowledge of that type of conduct being taken place, and they felt through an interim work group that they should be included within that group. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Is further discussion? Of course, now rise by the third reading and final passage of House Bill 2063. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Bonamici, Devlin, Metzger, Nelson, 26 ayes.
The House Bill 2063, having received constant majority, declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2133, lend a fees charge for test performed by State Public Health Laboratory.
Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2133 eliminates a statutory cap on fees for testing for newborn screening and also the per specimen cap for newborn screening tests. The issue being dealt with here is the fact that the current maximum cap does not allow the laboratory to recover full costs and prevents them from offering new tests that are requested by clients. Additionally, specialized reference tests, which are now being requested more often, have to be sent out of state, which is at a higher cost to the state, and those costs are often not recoverable. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Is there further discussion of the measure? Question now rise upon the third reading final passage, House Bill 2133. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, President Courtney.
He's a yes.
Excused, Bonamici, Devlin, Metzger, Nelson, Bodino, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Starr, Whitsett, Winters. 19 ayes.
House Bill 2133, having received constant majority, declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2187, related fingerprints required by OIA.
Recognized Senator Floyd Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2187A came out of your Judiciary Committee, again on a 4-0 vote. This is one of the next two bills dealing with fingerprinting of individuals. This one comes from the Oregon Youth Authority. What they wanted to be able to do is require fingerprints of applicants who will be operating youth offender foster homes, as well as adult members who are applicants for those households, for the purposes of making certain that they are not people we would not want to have involved with young youth offenders. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for the discussion. Mr. Rice, final third reading, final passage of House Bill 2187. Those opinion bills pass. The ayes, as opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bates.
Mr. Bates.
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering, Bates. Excused, Bonamici, Devlin, Metzger, Nelson, 26 ayes.
House Bill 2187, House Bill Constable is declared passed. Clerk reads the next bill.
House Bill 2224, running criminal records checks.
Recognize Senator Floyd Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2224 also came from your Judiciary Committee and also on a 4-0 vote. This is another one that deals with the fingerprinting of individuals. This is from the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, who is asked to have an expansion of the power they currently have to have fingerprints taken for records checks for those individuals who are residing on property managed by the department, who have access to confidential information, handling of money, property, mail, and have access to Social Security numbers, date of birth, of other information that would be much more sensitive. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question now rise upon third reading and final passage. House Bill 2224. Those opinion bills pass. The others opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates.
Senator Bates. Okay.
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Girard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Bonamici. Devlin. Metzger. Nelson. Voting no. George. Girard. Cruz. 23 ayes.
The House Bill 2224. I, Mr. Council Majority, declared passed. Clerk reads bill. Excuse me. Senator Walker, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to return the order of courtesies.
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. I'm very happy to have at my desk Sophia Hitty, who used to be my L.A. last session. She's gone off and done great and wonderful things. Like all good L.A.s in this building, they do have life after the Capitol. So please welcome Sophia back for a visit to see how we're all getting along. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia. I'd like to welcome you. Thanks for coming back. It's always a pleasure to have people who are here come back and see us. Thanks for all the good work you did last time, and perhaps you should stick around this time to get us through the remainder of this session. Thank you very much. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2340, William Venue.
Recognize Senator Doug Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2340 was filed at the request of the Oregon District Attorneys Association. It passed the House on a 57-0 vote, and it passed out of the Senate Judiciary on a 5-0 vote. House Bill 2340 allows a stalking offense to be tried in any county in which the stalking occurred. It allows a violation of a court stalking order to be tried in the county where the prohibited action occurred or in the county where the order was given. Simply put, if someone is stalking in multiple counties, the incidents could be prosecuted in any county where the action took place and not separate prosecutions in separate counties for each action. House Bill 2340 helps protect victims of stalking while promoting government efficiency. It has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact. I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Question now rises upon third reading and final passage. House Bill 234. All those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter, Devlin, Dinkfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Girard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters. Atkinson. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Bonamici. Devlin. Metzger. Nelson. 26 ayes.
The House Bill 2340. I'm Chief Counsel George Clare passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2630. Linda Oregon Fire Commission. Declare emergency.
Recognize Senator Bruce Starr.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, 2630 is the bill that abolishes the Oregon Fire Commission. Since we only have two major growers of chickens left in the state, there's no need for a commission. I'd urge an aye vote on this particular bill. Just a point of interest, when we heard this bill in the Business and Transportation Committee, where we had a unanimous vote, we had a couple of individuals dressed in chicken outfits that raised several thousand dollars for the benefit of the Oregon Food Bank and received a little bit of press here locally and throughout the state. It was a good move for charity. This is a good move for the state of Oregon. Urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question now rises upon third and final passage of House Bill 2630. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Bonamici, Devlin, Metzger, Nelson, voting no, Atkinson, 25 ayes.
The House Bill 2630, having received a constant majority, is declared passed. Other business of the Senate, according to the SR 8.403, committee referral list number 115-116, which distributed amendments May 13th. The referral is recorded in the Journal of State Report, and so ordered. Announcements. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans do have a caucus today at noon. 11:50. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson. Senator Lori Montes Anderson, do you have anything to say to us? I guess she does not. Are there any other announcements? If there are no... You do, sir, recognize Senator Lori Montes Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no caucus for the Senate Democrats today or tomorrow.
Well, that's it. Thank you. If there are no further announcements, without objection, is that former Senator? I do want to recognize Senator Ferrioli. Do you want to do this? Do you want me to do this? Well, I'll do this. On the side aisle is the former state senator and state representative, Speaker of the House, Bev Clarno. I have just spotted her right there. So I do want to acknowledge and recognize her for coming back to see us. It's always an honor and privilege when one of our colleagues will come back and be among us. So nice to see you. Would you step up to the bar, please? Just come on, because I'm about to adjourn as soon as you come on. So anyway, thank you, Senator, Representative, Speaker Clarno. Appreciate very much your coming to join us today. I will now adjourn the Senate. Until tomorrow at 10:15, Monday, May 18th.